How was the track compared to Hangtime? A lot of people were not favorable about how the prep work at Hangtime was. What did you think of this weekend?
This weekend was definitely better. We went from having one line to 5 to 7 lines, so the passing was a lot easier to get done. You just had to kind of pressure a guy, and you could go inside or outside and make the pass pretty much anywhere today. So the ruts and the technicality helped, especially with how deep the ruts were. If you just pressured a guy a little bit, they'd kind of get up against it and mess it up, and you'd be able to get right around him. So Hangtown was, it was hot, so of course it was dry, and that is probably one of the hardest packed tracks of the year. And even being my hometown, I love favoring Hangtown, but yeah, it was not good this year. It was not good. They'll fix it though for next year, but the Hangtown was tough, and it was good to rebound back here today and get 6th overall. But 5th in the moto was good, and then I gotta make a rebound and then make the next step to hopefully be on the podium next weekend.
Nice. What part of the track gave you the heebie-jeebies the most? I think that off-camber section was sketchy.
Yeah, I would say right after the big Monster Energy step up triple in the back, and then we were like ripping that outside wide open, and then you come down the hill and the inside was super rough and the outside was dang near blown off the track, and I had a few close calls there, but I also had a really close call up on the top of the hill cross rutting in that right hander just before the fly arch that was there, and I almost went off the track that second moto, but luckily I saved it, kept my cool, and was able to keep going.
I overheard your bad luck. Can you give us a little rundown?
Yeah, so Thunder Valley and me have not been friends since my rookie year. My rookie year, I got food poisoning Friday night and was up for 52 hours going into the race, so I was completely smoked on race day. Last year, I ended up having a bike failure two corners in, which was just a weird, like one off, like a wire with the mechanical was came unplugged. I don't know what happened. And then this year, I was on a flight with Kellen, and we were flying out of Ontario around 7. And then we came here, and there's thunderclouds, so we circled for 30 minutes, and then flew to Albuquerque, sat there for 3 hours, and then finally got refueled back here, landed around 3 o'clock or 3:30 here Thursday, or I guess it was Friday morning, and then rental car place. We had a fast track budget, and someone took our car. So we were the first ones off the bus, so if we would have just waited in line, we still would have been out of there pretty fast. But we're like, oh, we got a car. We went to our spot, and the car wasn't there. So then we went back to go sit in line at the desk. There's one dude working at 4 in the morning, and that was like an hour and a half of sitting in line. And then we finally got our car, finally got back to the hotel at 5 o'clock Friday morning, and I slept till 11 yesterday, and then came out, checked out press day, and then I was able to be healthy and good for today. So luckily I got the bad luck out of the way Thursday, and hopefully I broke the bad luck that I've had here the past 3 years. So hopefully next year we're clean and nothing wrong happens.
Good job today, and good luck next week.
Thank you.